play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Honor Roll Principal Scholar, National Honor Society, and the Spanish Honor Society. He's all-conference in baseball. He was the All-State catcher in 2011 and on the Peoria Journal Star All-Area Team in baseball. He is committed to play baseball at Illinois State University, where he will study crop and soil science and agronomy. Chad Johnson.
Anthem. Now let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups tonight from John Thiel Gym.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the Moline Maroon, a 5'8 senior, number 14, Kylie Romeo. A 5'3 junior, number 20, Emily Knight. A 5'6 senior, number 32, Sanella Kozovic. A 5'7 junior, number 34, Jordan De Los Reyes. And a 5'9 senior, number 44, Tiana McCormick. Moline coached by Steve Ford, assisted by Russ Kukin and Steve Eckert. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 junior, number 3, Allison Mangieri. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Paige Klink. A 5'3 junior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. A 5'7 senior, number 34, Myra Diggins. And a 5'8 senior, number 42, Sadie Hamilton. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted Jackie Gallinghorst, Andy Allison, Michael Rutz, and Jay Barsinger.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. And yes, not that I'm proud or anything, but that was my daughter on the solo. just in case you were wondering. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 and WGIL.com. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. We haven't seen that for a while. I guess we did see it a couple of games down at in the holiday tournament. First time we've seen them on this floor in quite some time since before Christmas. Moline in their road maroon, trimmed in silver and white.
Yeah, and this is, as you said, with Coach Massey and Coach Ford before the game, very big game for both these squads. And the Streaks, who played Moline the fifth game of the season, have improved, but I'm sure Moline would say that they've done the same.
Tip won by McCormick and the Maroons. Out on the right side, this is Emily Knight. Goes to the right baseline to McCormick. Swings it over to the left side to Sanela Kozovic. She puts it up, can't hit. Gets her own rebound, can't hit again. Rebound tipped out. Goes to the floor. Finally run down by Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Off to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie across midcourt in the center circle with it. Moline picks up in a man-to-man defense. Sadie crossover dribble. Spins into the paint. Puts up a 10-footer. Off the glass. Rolls off too hard. And the rebound comes down to Delos Reyes for Moline. A very nice move by Sadie, and something we talked about that she needs to do is pull up with that short jumper, which she did.
Well, and be more assertive as well. She did that right away, too. She took it right to the middle of the lane, tried to go back to the basket move. Unfortunately, just a little too much English on that one.
Knight with it, gives it out high right side to Romeo. Romeo to high post to De Los Reyes. Down on the right block, it goes to McCormick. She can't hit the shot as it blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Gets it back, Sadie blocks it again. Knight comes up with it, runs down the right side, gives to McCormick on the block. Finds on the left side, Kozovic. She can't hit the shot. Rebound down to Sadie Hamilton. Knocked away from behind. Jessica Lieber comes up with it for the Streaks. Jessica has it stolen away, though, by Knight right at midcourt. And some of the Streaks fans kind of pointing, thought Knight stepped out of bounds. Now McCormick loses it off of her foot. Kozovic comes up with it and gives right wing now to Knight. She lost a handle on it. Goes down in the corner, picks it up, looks for help. Gets out high right side to Romeo. Now at the free throw line, De Los Reyes. And she had wide open going toward the basket was Kozovic, but De Los Reyes just overthrew her and threw it away.
Well, a good energy in this building early on here for the Streaks. We were a little worried, especially with the snow in the area and the fact that we finally found winter for the first time this winter.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But a good crowd here on hand, and the students, we have a pretty strong student section for today.
Apparently it's Hawaiian night here. Some kids with no shirts wearing a lei and some of the Hawaiian shirts. Three-pointer top of the key. Jessica Lieber bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped up, grabbed by Chloe Anderson. She gets fouled. I think it's going to go against Romeo as Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley check in, and Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. The foul does go against... it goes against De Los Reyes. That's her first foul in the ball game, and Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line, hits the back iron, and misses the first one.
Chloe struggled a little bit, well, no more than anybody else on this team, I suppose, from the free throw line, shooting only 56% coming in.
No score, 6:25 to play, and now we've got a 1-0 lead for the Streaks. 6:25 to play first quarter. Streaks will get to pick up with full court pressure. De Los Reyes inbounds to McCormick. Enter pass in midcourt. Casey Williams just about got to it. Knight able to pick it up. Gets to De Los Reyes. Not in the front court yet. Now a pass stolen away by Casey Williams. Gets it to Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side working against Romeo. Now to Casey Williams between the circles. Left baseline gets to Sharon Diggins. She'll penetrate. Now kicks back out to Casey Williams. She'll penetrate inside the free throw line. Nice bounce pass to Chloe Anderson. Right baseline. Kicks out to Rainey Sibley. Three-pointer in and out. No good from the right wing. Sharon Diggins down with a rebound. Put back on the left side. Up and in. And the Streaks lead 3-0.
Well, Rainey's been shooting it real hot lately, and she tried to go at it again there. Just a little too much roll on it.
Now a long down court pass. Knight able to run it down and lays it up and in for Moline. I didn't think she was actually going to get to that one. She did a nice job of grabbing it and getting the shot off 3-2 streak. Sharon drives right baseline, leans in, gets it up. Oh, they're going to say the shot's no good. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. Close to some continuation there, but the foul called on the floor. It's going to go against Kylie Romeo. That'll be her first foul, second team foul on Moline. 5:38 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2.
Part of the frustration there for Sharon, too, is the fact that it was a slow whistle. So after she had absorbed the contact, she went up with it, put it in, and then they said, nope, taking the basket back.
Allison Mangieri, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins back in. I'll throw Hannah Smith in as there was a steal on the inbound, but Romeo got the steal, then stepped on the inline, so the Streaks would do it again from the right baseline.
Good athletic play right there by Kylie Romeo, and Allison's going to have to make sure she's aware that she's looking for that.
Now the pass in the paint. Hannah Smith didn't see it coming, and Knight picks it up in the paint. Gets it off across midcourt to Becky Langford, who's in for the Maroons. Now it's Knight right at the center circle with it. Trapped up, three streaks around her, and now a bump foul is going to be called. I think it's going to go against Paige Kling.
I think so, too. And unfortunately, on that last play, Allison Mangieri had Hannah Smith wide open coming across the lane, but her pass was a little bit behind Hannah, and Hannah couldn't adjust. As you said, she didn't see it in time.
And it comes to De Los Reyes. Right corner goes to McCormick, standing on top of the three-pointer. Now De Los Reyes travels, no call, but it's knocked away from behind by, I believe, Hannah Smith. And Sadie Hamilton comes up with it, hands off to Hannah Smith. 5:13 to play first quarter. Streets lead 3-2. Left wing, Allison Mangieri has it against the Moline man-to-man defense. Now Hannah Smith between the circles, dribbles left, goes down the left side, lays it up with a left hand, too hard. Rebound comes down to Langford for Moline, and she gets tied up by Sadie Hamilton, and a possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As five new streaks come in, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, and Emma Junk in for Galesburg. Just under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2.
After the game against IVC, we had a chance to talk to Coach Massey about how well Hannah Smith has been playing. And he said the last 3 weeks, he thinks she's really come out, and it's really been evident. And, you know, she shot it really well. We saw her with an aggressive move there towards the basket. Unfortunately, Tiana McCormick was in her way.
Now on the inbound, a too hard of a bounce pass from Rainey Sibley to Jessica Lieber. Streaks turn it over. Now nice look underneath. Layup up and short by Morgan Girard. Rebound comes off the Streaks' hands, and running it down is Kozovic for Moline. Now she swings it over to Romeo and overthrows her, and the Maroons turn it over with 4:42 to play.
Well, I wonder if it's a little bit of the nerves. 10 turnovers combined already for both teams. 6 for Moline, 4 for the Streaks.
I think the pace favors the Streaks, but there's just not a lot of scoring. There's just been a lot of activity, though.
Right, and the other thing is the Streaks have done a good job getting inside. They just, like you said, a little too hard on some of the passes.
And that one a little bit too soft as Jessica Lieber tried to get it inside to Emma Junk. McCormick stole it away. Now a collision as Emma Junk knocks it away from McCormick. Jessica Lieber comes up with it, fires a three right side, and got it. First basket of the ball game for Jessica Lieber, and it's 6-2 Streaks. Steve Ford calls a 30-second timeout. And I thought maybe he was going to complain, thought maybe a foul out there at midcourt. I actually like the no call because both McCormick and Emma Junk were both equally going after that ball, collided. Neither one of them had a clean look to be able to grab it, so I actually like the no call on that one.
Right, and we've talked about it before. We're both big fans of the fact that if it is a 50-50 ball, yeah, it's tough to decide who you call the foul on, so almost always your best bet is the no call.
4:16 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 6-2 lead. Moline will bring it the length of the court. Streaks bring out Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Casey Williams, Hannah Smith, Jessica Lieber. Actually, there's six on the floor for the Streaks.
Oh, geez.
Uh-oh, because Marissa Miller's out there, too.
Nobody noticed yet, and Casey needs to get off the floor.
Wow, and I'm, yeah, now they're going to
Coach Ford
reset. Nobody noticed. The officials didn't notice.
No. And Jessica ran off right in front of one of the officials.
Yeah. Now long down court pass, run down by Knight, lays it up too hard. Rebound comes down to Girard. And are they going to count the basket, or is the foul going to be on the rebound? Let's see what the foul went against Casey Williams. Nope, they're going to give her two shots. Casey Williams picks up her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks. Yeah, I'm not sure who. Was it Jessica Lieber that was supposed to go out? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, Jessica Lieber ran off the floor, and I would imagine it was her that was supposed to be out. But Coach Ford's still asking why he's not getting a call on that.
And yeah, I mean, because it should be a technical. But, yeah, they didn't see it. And the thing is, it's the responsibility of the person coming in to be yelling at who they're coming in for that
right.
They got to get out of there. Second free throw is good for Girard after missing the first. Did she miss the first? I thought she
no, she hit them both.
She hit them both. Okay, make it 6-4 now with 4:02 to play first quarter. Hannah Smith, top of the key, dribbles left, kicks out to Marissa Miller, left wing. She fires a three, in and out, no good. And Casey Williams going to be called for going over the back that time. Yeah, got a little bit too aggressive going after that one. Went over the back of Romeo. That'll be her second foul, third team foul on the Streaks.
Well, we've talked about it before. Casey's still obviously young freshman. She's got to learn right there that, you know, when there's two Moline jerseys in front of you, you can't just go jumping in just to try to free the ball loose.
And it comes to McCormick, back to Kozovic, here still in the backcourt. Now it's Romeo, gets it across to Knight on the left wing, down under the right side of the basket to Girard, back to Knight at the free throw line, right wing to Kozovic, out between the circles, goes to Romeo. Left baseline, this is Girard, she'll fire the three-pointer, it's an air ball, rebound to Casey Williams for the Streaks, hands off to Hannah Smith. Streaks lead 6-4, 3:32 to play first quarter. Hannah Smith has it, now to Casey Williams, top of the key. Now to Myra Diggins, Hannah Smith right wing with it. Dribbles left, brings it out between the circles, gets a pick from Myra Diggins, and resets the offense for the Streaks. No movement now by Galesburg. Finally some movement, and Myra Diggins has it on the right wing. Back to Casey Williams, top of the key to Hannah Smith. Travel with it.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about the three, then decided to go to the basket, but picked up the pivot foot before she put it on the floor.
Yeah, six turnover by the Streaks. So Not a good possession right there by Galesburg. They really didn't get anything moving. We'll see new five in, including Sharon and Jessica and Sadie. So we'll see if that'll spark the offense a little bit. And there's a travel.
And Danny Teal in for the first time tonight for the Streaks, as it was Kozovic that traveled with the basketball. 3:10 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-4. Back into the Moline lineup, Jordan De Los Reyes. She replaces Sanela Kozovic. So Moline, they did come down one time and drop back into the zone, but they're back into the man-to-man again now. And it comes to Jessica Lieber, left of the center circle. She'll dribble right. Now gets to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins drives into the paint. The runner is up, rolls off no good. Rebound down to Gerard for Moline.
Good shot, though, by Sharon. She did a nice job. She got the step, got in the lane, and put it up. Just rolled a little too long off on the near side.
Boy, that had to be getting close to a 10 call. They didn't call. Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton on the pass from McCormick. Tried to get to De Los Reyes underneath. Sadie there to reel it in. Now look underneath. Jessica Lieber tried to get to Danny Teal. Just overthrew her a little bit. Danny open under the basket on the left side. Passed just a little bit high. So another Streaks turnover with 2:42 to play in the first quarter. Galesburg leading 6-4.
Tom, Sadie's looking a little bit more active than what we've seen recently.
Now a steal by Sharon Diggins on the inbound. Misses the easy one, and the rebound is going to say went off of Sharon's hand last. Boy, she had it right there under the basket and just came up a little bit short on it. 6-4 Streaks, 2:39 to play first quarter. De Los Reyes to inbound. Inbound comes to Knight. Now down court, McCormick wide open, runs down the left side, lays it up and got it. First basket for McCormick. And make it 6-6 with 2:29 to play in the first quarter. Jessica Lieber on the dribble on the right side, working against Knight. Gives to Sharon Diggins, right baseline. Sharon spins, kicks back out to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound comes down to McCormick for Moline. Out it goes to De Los Reyes. Moline on the run. De Los Reyes stops on the right wing. Gives to Knight at the free throw line. Left baseline to Gerard. 14-footer is up and good for Gerard. That is her fourth point, and Moline with their first lead, 8-6, with 2:04 to play in the first quarter.
The Streaks are going to have to play the passing lanes a little bit better. It's been a little too easy to reverse that ball around.
Sharon Diggins' three-pointer from the left baseline is no good. Rebound comes out long to McCormick. She gets to De Los Reyes. Now Romeo has it in the backcourt. Gets to De Los Reyes. Now down to the right corner. It goes to Gerard, and she'll fire the 17-footer. That's short. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound and gets tied up from behind by De Los Reyes, and the ball is going to go back to Moline with 1:43 to play in the first quarter as Emma Junk, Poe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Hannah Smith, and Paige Klink check in for the Streaks.
Well, Sadie's got to be aware that she kept that ball too low, and it made for easy pickings for Moline to tie her up once she brought that ball down.
8-6 Moline leads. Romeo to inbound from the right baseline. Top of the key, it comes to Knight. Knight working against Paige Klink and Hannah Smith. Lost a handle on it. Now picks up in the center circle. Looks for help. Finally gets it to Gerard. Now De Los Reyes on the right wing. Back to Gerard. Out to the left side. It goes to Romeo. Down to McCormick on the left block. Leans in. Puts it up and in. She's got two quick baskets. Make it 10-6 Moline.
Can't give her much room down there, Tom, because she's going to be able to put that up and in.
1:20 to play first quarter. Top of the key, it's Hannah Smith. Gets a pick from Emma Junk. Now picks up and gets to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Back to Hannah Smith. Dribbles out between the circles. Hannah on the dribble. Picks up. Gets to Emma Junk between the circles. Now it's Chloe Anderson, top of the key with 1:05 to play. Chloe drives into the paint. Kicks out to Paige Klink. Left baseline. She'll fire the three and got it. Another net for Paige on that one. And make it 10-9 Moline with 56 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Inbound comes to Gerard in the backcourt. Quickly back to De Los Reyes. Now she gets to Romeo still in the backcourt with 48 seconds to play. Romeo across midcourt left side on the run. Gets to Knight on the left wing. 43 seconds to play. Knight on the dribble, top of the key. High post goes to De Los Reyes. Dribbles out to the right wing. Knocked away by Hannah Smith. De Los Reyes gets it back from the floor. Passes to McCormick. She gets to the basket, lays it up and in. Nice play by De Los Reyes. 12-9 Moline. Now the Streaks turn it over. Long pass. Tried to get to Chloe Anderson underneath. Underthrew her. But a steal by Paige Klink. So the Streaks get it right back with 22 seconds to play. Hannah Smith with it. Left wing to Rainey Sibley out between the circles. Emma Junk. Right wing, it's Paige Klink. 15 seconds to play. Swing it to Hannah Smith. Left wing. Fires a three and got it. 3 points. Hannah Smith with her first basket. We're tied at 12. Long down court pass to Knight. Able to run it down in the right corner. But a whistle blows. And there was
wow,
the official closest to us, pretty much almost under our broadcast position, called out of bounds. There was an official right on the sideline who's staring the other official down now, wondering why he made the call. I mean, from here, I didn't think she stepped out.
I didn't think so either. I thought she did a good job tippy-toeing on the line.
Now Sharon Diggins left baseline, fires at the buzzer, off the mark. We have played one quarter of basketball. It has been an exciting one. After one, it is Galesburg 12, Moline 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're ready to pull that tooth, Mr. Peters. How you doing today?
It hurts.
How's that again?
I think he said it hurts.
Just relax. Where'd you get that WGIL button on your coat?
I can win up to $500.
What did he say?
He says he can win up to $500.
Maybe I need a button. Ready, nurse?
Ready, doctor.
Okay, Mr. Peters, you'll be under for just a few minutes while I extract this button, tooth.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. This tri-level home on Dayton and Galesburg has many updates and is ready for new owners. Cherry tree hickory cabinets, 3-season room with hot tub. Check out this property that's for sale by owner in Galesburg by logging on to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
Friday at 5:20 on the evening news, Zumba instructor Angelina about a Zumba party event in Alexis. Tune in tomorrow night at 5:20 on Galesburg Radio 14.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Field Gym. Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter. Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins on the floor for the Streaks. We are tied at 12. Paige Klink down to the right corner, gets pushed out of bounds, no call, but gets the ball off to Jessica Lieber. She traveled with it, though. So the Streaks do turn it over. Boy, she got pushed by Dallas Reyes down in the corner there and forced Paige out of bounds. She had to kind of save it in. Now long down court pass to Christina Bozikovic, and she loses a hand on, lays it up, can't hit it. Rebound down to Gerard. Her shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie brings the rebound down and gets fouled. I believe it's going to go against Gerard for reaching in.
Well, that was a terrible possession right there by Moline. They had a wide open break and they weren't able to make anything out of it.
Well, I'd say in that first quarter, the pace, even though there wasn't a lot of scoring, the pace kind of favored the Streaks, and they were not having as much trouble with the Moline defense as they did up at Wharton Fieldhouse.
No, it's not extended out as far.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, top of the key is no good. Rebound goes off of Gerard. Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline. 7:29 to play first half. We are tied at 12. Streaks with a whole bunch of games coming up this weekend. They'll play twice on Saturday and twice on Monday for the Martin Luther King tournament. Out of the Streaks, turned it over on the inbound. De Los Reyes with the steal. Gets it to Bozikovic. Bozikovic across midcourt to De Los Reyes, and it's knocked away by Allison Mangieri. And boy, Allison's going to get called for a foul, which looks like the ball was nearly being handed to her. So that'll be her first, and that'll be 14 fouls now on the Streaks as Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley check in. Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor with those four. Tied at 12, 7:21 to play here in the first half. De Los Reyes inbound in the backcourt. It goes to Bozikovic. Bozikovic on the dribble, knocked away from behind by Rainey Sibley. Sharon Diggins comes up with it, runs it down the right side against Knight, lays it up off the glass short. Rebound, Chloe Anderson puts it up and got it. Chloe with three and make it 14-12. Streaks retake the lead. Long down court pass. Gerard comes down with it. Jessica Lieber there to bother her on the shot, but it bounces up and in. Gerard was six of the Moline 14. Now Sharon Diggins, right wing, fires a three and got it.
4-3 of the game for the Streaks.
17-14 Galesburg. Wide open under the basket, Gerard, and nobody saw her. Now Jessica Lieber's going to get called for the foul, a bump on Dallas Reyes on the near sideline. Boy, Gerard was standing down there waving her arms wide open, and none of them ruined Saar, but credit the Streaks defense in the backcourt.
Well, and Jess wasn't happy with that call, but realistically it saved the Streaks a wide open breakaway.
Five team fouls down the Streaks. First team foul or first foul on Jessica Lieber as Emma Junk, Paige Plink, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Hannah Smith check in. Dallas Reyes inbounds from midcourt, and it comes to Langford. Now a steal by Hannah Smith under the basket. Hannah across midcourt, left side. Tried to get to Paige Plink on the right side, but it's stolen away by Knight. Knight runs it down left side. Layup blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Oh, wow. Sadie got called for a foul. Absolutely no way. I mean, Knight had already let go of the ball. Sadie slapped the ball away, got called for the foul. That was not a good call there. Yeah, Knight had let it go. Knight at, they list her at, just 5-3. I mean, the ball had already left her hand, and Sadie just basically slapped the ball out of the air and got called for the foul. Knight hits the first free throw. That's the first foul on Sadie. UT up on Quincy 13-6 at the end of the first quarter. Second shot for Knight is no good. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton with 6:33 to play in the first half. Streaks leading 17-15. Right wing, Paige Klink with it. Top of the key, Hannah Smith on the dribble. Dribbles right, now picks up, looks for some help. And the ball gets knocked away.
Oh,
wow, she got bumped and a travel was called. Knight reached in, kind of bumped Hannah and knocked the ball away, and a travel got called. So the Streaks turned it over with 6:22 to play in the half.
Midway through the second quarter, it's Rocks 20-12 over Allman.
And that one is at Rock Island. Now it's Moline with numbers. Gerard left baseline, 10-footers up. No good, gets her own rebound, puts it up. Misses, but she's going to get bumped from behind. I think it's going to go against Hannah Smith.
The Streaks have got to jump in front of her. She's very good at following her own shot and getting after it once she sees that ball come away.
So Gerard goes to the free throw line. She's got 6 of Moline's 15. First foul on Hannah Smith. 17 fouls now on the Streak. So Moline will be at the free throw line for the rest of the half. Gerard at the line, and the first one hits the rim and falls through. She's 3 for 3 from the line. She's got 7 points. Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Randy Sibley, Myra Diggins in for the Streaks. 6:15 to play first half, and the Streaks lead 17-16.
Morgan Gerard had 12 points when these two teams met last time, including 2 of 2 from the free throw line.
Eyes the second, fires, and that one is good as well. We're tied at 17. Jessica Lieber to set for the Streaks across midcourt right side and gets to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Now Casey Williams between the circles, hands off to Jessica Lieber, runs down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound to McCormick for Moline. Now gets to Romeo. Romeo on the dribble in the backcourt, gets across the timeline, down to the left baseline to Gerard. She'll fire the 15-footer and got it. Wow,
she's
Gerard
feeling
is
it right
feeling
now.
It, definitely. Wow. She's got 10 and make it 19-17. Moline takes the lead. Casey Williams between the circles to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Drives in. Scoops the shot up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Jessica Lieber. Gap between the defenders and we're tied at 19.
Yeah, good job by Jess. She cut through, switched, crossed over to the left hand and just flipped it up and in.
Now the ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Myra Diggins comes up with it. Back to Sharon. Drives in left side up off the glass. Short. Got partially blocked. Rebound comes out long to Romeo. Romeo trapped up, trying to dribble out of trouble. Now picks up, gets to McCormick, still in the backcourt. Now gets it across to Knight. Down to the left baseline. Gerard, another 15-footer left baseline. And another one is good. She's got 12 and make it 21-19. Moline. Left wing, Rainey Sibley had the wide open three. Didn't even think about that one. Now gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Dribbles
she
left, kicks
time.
Out to Rainey. Yep, now she'll fire the wide open three and got it.
I think she was kind of kicking herself that she didn't look at the basket because the moment that ball left her hand, she looked over, saw nobody was guarding her. She opened herself up and was just hoping that Jess would come back to her.
Now a 5-second call as De Los Reyes could not get it in. The Streaks lead 22-21, 4:54 to play first half. Chloe Anderson, Danny Teal, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Hannah Smith check back in for the Streaks.
You could just see it kind of click for Rainey that she was wide open.
Danny Teal to inbound from the right baseline to Paige Klink on the right wing. Paige puts it on the floor, kicks out to Hannah Smith, top of the key. She'll fire the three. It's long, bounces high, off the top of the glass, almost fell through. Danny Teal sneaks in for the rebound, can't hit. Sadie Hamilton gets it, puts it up off the glass and got it. First basket for Sadie tonight, make it 24-21. Streaks 4:39 to play first half.
Fifth rebound, though, for her, so she's contributing.
Full court pressure. This is Romeo, still in the backcourt, gets it across now to Knight. Moline with numbers, Knight drives in right side, tried to bounce it over to McCormick. Nice job by Sadie Hamilton kicking that one away.
To go along with that, those 2 points and the 5 rebounds, she also has 2 blocks and 3 steals. So Sadie filling up the stat sheet like she normally does.
Romeo to inbound from the right baseline for Moline. 4:27 to play first half. 24-21 Streaks. Nearly another 5 call. Finally gets it into De Los Reyes. Back to Romeo. Travel with it. Oh, boy. Wow, a foul on who? Sadie?
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah, that's the only thing I can imagine.
Hey, boy, Romeo got it down there and did kind of a hop step. She traveled with the basketball. And Sadie got called for a foul. I'm not sure exactly what she did, but Kylie Romeo's going to the free throw line with 2 shots with 4:25 to play here in the first half. And Coach Massey's asking the official about that, too, because if there was any contact, it would have been after the travel.
Well, she kind of reached down right as Kylie was making that move, but I agree with you. I don't think that there was enough contact to justify a foul call there.
Romeo hits both free throws, make it 24-23 Streaks, 4:20 to play here in the first half. Sadie Hamilton dribbles right, tried to get to Chloe Anderson on the left side. Ball gets knocked away, and we got a tie-up on the floor, even though the ball was still loose. I mean, the ball literally was still loose. No two players had their hands on it, and the jump ball was called. Possession arrow points toward Moline. Back in for the streets, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, and Sharon Diggins. Sharon nearly had the steal. Romeo tips it away and runs it down. Goes down the right side, lays it up, got it, and she's fouled. Foul, I believe, is going to go against Sharon.
Well, a real nice play there by Kylie Romeo, because Sharon had gotten under that, almost playing as a safety, and Kylie just went up, reached over and tipped it straight up to herself and was able to take it down and bring it towards the basket and then eventually score with the foul, and she hits the free throw to complete the three-point play.
So she hits three free throws in a row, and a quick 5 points for Kylie Romeo. Make it 26-24 Moline as the Streaks turn it over again. Now they exchange turnovers as Allison Mangieri comes up with a steal to Jessica Lieber. Dribbles down the left side. Wild runner up off the glass and got it. Not sure how she even got that one up and in, but she did it, and we're tied at 26. 3:50 to play here in the first half. Inbound near steal by Allison Mangieri. Romeo comes up with it, though, looking for help. And now a steal by Sharon Diggins, and a foul is going to be called on McCormick. And I think, unfortunately for McCormick, that was one of those. Sharon had gotten there before her, had her hands on the ball. Yeah. Then McCormick ran into her and got called for the foul. That's her first.
Right. Good read by Sharon. And she, like you said, it was kind of just she had the superior position to McCormick. And so McCormick gets called for the foul.
Tied at 26, 3:40 to play first half. Jessica Lieber with it out between the circles. Gets to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Dribbles right. Gets picked from Myra Diggins. Goes to the baseline. Picks up and swings it over to the left wing to Allison Mangieri. She'll fire the long three. It's short. Rebound comes out. Bounces around. Kept alive by Myra Diggins. Allison Mangieri comes up with it. Now Jessica Lieber dribbles right. Spins into the paint. Tries to scoop the shot. It gets hammered by Knight. That'll be her first foul. Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line with two shots with 3:20 to play in the half. 7 points for Jessica Lieber. Oh, wait. Well, they're not saying it was on the shot?
It should be.
Wow.
She was jumping.
Yeah, she was trying to get the shot up. They were holding her down. She couldn't get.
Wow.
Wow, so because I saw Jessica running off the floor. She was replaced as a substitution. How was that not? Okay, well, let me cross those off in the scorebook.
Rocky up 28-18 in the at half.
Paige Klink, three-pointer, right wing, right on target, bounces off short. Chloe Anderson runs a rebound down, gets knocked away, and she gets tied up. And the ball goes back to the Streaks as it's Paige Klink, Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Radiant Sibley, and Chloe Anderson for the Streaks. In for Moline is Ellie Peterson, a 5'11 junior. Right wing, Paige Klink, top of the key to Hannah Smith. Dribbles left to the free throw line. Now pulls it back out between the circles. On the dribble, picks up and gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Sadie drives down the right side of the lane, goes to the baseline. Nice bounce pass, wrap around to Chloe Anderson. She lays it up and in.
She may be one of the best passers that we see at all. She just a great find right there. She wrapped it around the defender and set Chloe up with that pass.
28-26 Streaks. Gerard gets left side to Peterson. Lays it up. Can't hit too hard. Rebound tipped by Moline. Goes out of bounds and went off Gerard last. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:43 to play in the half, leading 28-26. Yeah, she just such great court awareness. Drew the defender. Nice wraparound pass. And really, she couldn't see where Chloe was at that point, but a perfect pass to her. Sadie drives down the right side again. Had the mismatch on Knight. Lays it up and in. 4 points now for Sadie, and make it 30-26 Streaks with 2:27 to play in the half. This is Knight in the backcourt, trapped up, looking for help. Now dribbles out of trouble, and Sadie's going to get called for foul. Yeah, bad reach by Sadie there, and that's her third foul, unfortunately. She didn't quite have position. I think she maybe thought she had a shot at the ball, reached in, but got called for the foul.
Well, see, and one of my biggest criticisms of the Streak defense is the fact that not enough girls know how to take charges. That would have been the perfect time. You put your one foot out of bounds. You stay in bounds. The only option she has is to truck Sadie at that point, and then Sadie takes the charge and they get the ball back for the Streaks.
So Knight at the free throw line with two shots as the Streaks now have 10 team fouls. She hits the first, make it 30-27 as Casey Williams replaces Sadie Hamilton. 2:21 to play first half.
Knight had six fouls against the Streaks last time. A very physical player last time, too. She ended up fouling out.
30-28 as she hits the second. Chloe Anderson left wing to Casey Williams between the circles. Top of the key, it's Hannah Smith now. To Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. Drives inside the free throw line. Gets knocked away, tripped up. And the ball stolen away by De Los Reyes. Long down court pass goes to Knight. Runs it down the right side. Lays it up short. Rebound, Casey Williams. Casey gives to Hannah Smith, who gets bumped from behind. And no call. Wow, the ball is going to go to Moline. De Los Reyes bumped both Casey Williams and Hannah Smith from behind, and that's what Coach Massey's saying. Where's the bump?
Well, Casey's mistake down on the offensive end the last time down was she tried to dribble after she picked the ball up. She had too many people around her. She needed to just pick it up and toss it off to allow the Streaks to keep the possession, and just by trying to do too much, ended up costing the Streaks.
Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Allison Mangieri, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. Romeo drives in. Little baby hook is up and in. She's got seven, make it 30-30. 1:48 to play here in the first half. Jessica Lieber, top of the key, working against Peterson. Drives right, kicks out to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. She drives in, tries to get it to Myra Diggins, knocked away. Ball goes to the floor, and we've got a tie-up. Possession arrow points toward Moline this time. A good thought by Sharon, but a little bit too much traffic to try to get that pass to Myra that time on the bounce. De Los Reyes to inbound, full court pressure. And it comes to Peterson. Peterson gets tied up. No, it's stolen away by Myra Diggins. Myra just ripped it away from Peterson. I thought they were going to call the jump ball. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins leans in, five-footer. No, but she's fouled, and the foul's going to go against both De Los Reyes and Peterson. Where there, I think Peterson's going to get the call. It does go against Ellie Peterson, her first. Just the 16 foul on Moline. Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 5 points, a three and a two in this ball game. 1:30 to play. We are tied at 30 apiece. First one for Sharon is up and good. As Casey Williams checks in for Emma Junk. And Paige Klink is set to check in as well. McCormick's going to check back in for Moline. Second shot for Sharon is up and good. As Paige Klink will replace Allison Mangieri, McCormick replaces Peterson for Moline. 32-30, Streaks lead. Full court pressure. De Los Reyes to inbound. Myra Diggins up playing the ball defensively for the Streaks. Now a collision. Paige Klink and Knight both go to the floor. And it comes to Girard. And now a travel call. Same thing. The official, I mean, I think that was a good call that time. But the official that was over farther made the call. The official right on top of the play didn't call it. I mean,
right.
she drugged that pivot foot right in front of him.
I don't think anybody wants to throw the ball in for the Streaks.
Now Paige Klinkel inbound from the near sideline. 1:27 to play, and it comes to Jessica Lieber, left of the center circle, dribbles right, goes to the right side, kicks out to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline, gets pushed by Girard. Now kicks out to Casey Williams out high on the right side. Jessica Lieber, right wing, three-pointer is up. That's too hard. And a rebound tipped out by De Los Reyes is going to go to the Streaks.
Should be Streaks ball, yeah.
Thought the official kind of thought about it for a minute, but yeah, that went off, definitely went off De Los Reyes. Well, Paige Klinkel inbound from the left baseline.
The official on the baseline didn't see it, but on the near sideline, that official saw it clearly, and once the official on the baseline looked for help, he was able to help him out.
1:13 to play in the half. Streaks lead 32-30. Sharon Diggins with it at the free throw line. Dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane, stops on the baseline, shot blocked by Romeo. Sharon gets it back. Gets to Casey Williams on the baseline. She drives in, bounces to Sharon. She puts it up, no, but gets fouled by McCormick. Nice play by the Streaks that time. Good job by Sharon after getting the shot blocked. Took it right back and kicked it out to Casey Williams. She penetrated, drew the defender, and kicked it off. And actually, McCormick picked up that foul. That's her second and the seventh team foul on Moline. So Sharon Diggins back to the free throw line with two more shots at it. Hits the first, and they get 33-30 Streaks. As Chloe Anderson and Rainey Sibley check in, replacing Paige Klink and Casey Williams. 1:03 to play in the half. Streaks lead 33-30. So McCormick with two fouls for Moline. Sadie Hamilton with three for the Streaks. Second shot for Sharon is good. She's 4 for 4 from the line tonight.
Good to see Sharon back shooting free throws well.
9 points for Sharon, 34-30. Streaks lead equals their biggest lead of the ballgame. Inbound, stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Goes in, gets fouled. No foul, but gets it up and in. What a strong move by Sharon Diggins as she had gotten fouled by De Los Reyes, and no call on it. And the Streaks take a 36-30 lead. Steve Ford calls timeout. And nope, he didn't call timeout either. What's going on? He was yelling at his team. They all went over. They should start the five-second call. The clock should be running then, should it not?
Well, the band thinks there's timeout. Coach Massey thinks there's a timeout.
Yeah, why is the clock not running? Why aren't they starting the clock then? Steve Ford saying, no, I didn't call a timeout. He was yelling, unless he did, and he just didn't want him to come over. He wanted him to go back out. He just wanted to yell at him for a second. I don't know. Clock still hadn't started, so I'm not sure if the timeout was. No, they're still showing they have four left. I don't know. Inbound comes tonight, 55 seconds to play. She gets it across midcourt and travel with it. Stopped right in front of the Streaks bench and drug the pivot foot. She was going too fast, and Steve Ford kicked back with his hands on top of his head. Said, come on, girls.
21 turnovers in the first half for this Moline squad.
53.7 to play. Knight picks up. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. She'll bring it across midcourt. Now gets to Myra Diggins between the circles. Now it's Chloe Anderson with it to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Top of the key. Pass to Sharon Diggins. Knocked away. Jessica Lieber gets it back and gets hammered by Knight.
And is it going to be Knight or is it going to be Kylie? Kylie Romeo also in the area.
Well, he's looking
at
Knight.
Nope, he's going to get Knight.
Yep, so that'll be her second foul. Yeah, you said it. She's a very, very aggressive player, both defensively and offensively. I mean, she initiates the contact a lot.
Yeah, and like we saw up in Moline, she's very physical as she uses the body line. I guess that wasn't a shooting foul.
Wow, she was going up for the shot, but it was a one and bonus, and Jessica missed the first free throw. Moline with a rebound, 36-30, streaks lead, 31 seconds to play. Knight with it. Now at the free throw line, McCormick. Left baseline, Girard fires a 19-footer. It's good. Wow, she's having a career night. And she's got 14 for Moline, 36-32 streaks. 18 seconds of play. Top of the key, Rainey Sibley with it. Gives to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. And Evan Massey says, pull it out. Let's work for one. 10 seconds now to play. Jessica Lieber between the circles with 9. Now with 8. Dribbles between the circles with 6. Nose down the right side of the lane. Passes to Chloe Anderson. Left block, and she can't hit the shot, but foul from behind by De Los Reyes. That'll be her second foul. 2.3 seconds left, and Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line. Nice play by Jessica Lieber. Same thing we talked about. Draw the defender and make the nice dish.
Yeah, she did a very nice job drawing the defender and then getting it to Chloe. Chloe's got to learn to create some space by leaning forward just a little bit. She could probably could have finished that and gotten the foul.
Misses the first free throw. She's 1 for 3 now tonight. 36-32 streaks lead, 2.3 seconds to play in the half.
Streaks better be ready to get back if this goes in.
Missed the second one, rebound to McCormick, and it's stolen by Rainey Sibley. Doesn't get a shot off, though. We have played one half of basketball, and the Streaks with the lead. It is Galesburg 36, Moline 32. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. We'll talk about this one, run down our halftime stats, the upcoming schedule, and more. It's Galesburg 36, Moline 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you break out your heaviest coat this winter and check the pockets, you might find an old chapstick, maybe a long-lost mitten, or an old grocery list, a few cents if you're lucky, or even an old WGIL button. Which reminds me, this year's button is orange. Is it on your coat? Because if you're spotted wearing the new orange WGIL button, you could win up to $500. And that's probably more than you just found in your coat pocket.
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Community Treasures, 444 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, or at Arby's on North Henderson in Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mike Craddy. I'll take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call me or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 36-32. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Well, a good first half for the Streaks. The teams were tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter. Galesburg outscored Moline 24-20 in that second quarter. And, boy, free throws are what really has kept Moline going in this one so far. A lot more turnovers than we've seen these two teams commit when they've played each other.
Yeah, and you know what? That's very surprising, too, because you think of at least Molina is a very good team at ball possessions and working the ball and not turning it over as much. What we've seen, and it's not even been in their set offense. It's been them trying to push the tempo. And like you said earlier on, I think this really favors the Streaks if they can get into this run and gun game, because this isn't a comfort zone for Molina, as they've shown with 22 first-half turnovers.
Yeah, the Streaks, their lowest point output of the season was in the loss to Molina with 57 points. So the pace definitely favoring the Streaks. And it looks like Molina's been a little bit frustrated getting up and down the court and seemed a little bit out of sorts at times when they have not been able to get their offense set up or when they haven't gotten an easy look. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks lead it here 36-32. Galesburg sophomores lost to Moline 73-52 was the final in that one. In the other Western Big Six games, at UT leading Quincy 23-11. At the half, and Rock Island with a lead over Alleman 30-18. And that one is in the third quarter. So Rocky and Alleman fighting for the lead in the Western Big Six. Rock Island comes in with a record of 4-1. Alleman a 4-2. Moline 3-2. The Streaks 3-3. So a must win as far as the conference for both these two teams here tonight. If Alleman wins, then they'll be tied with Rocky. And, well, it's just interesting to see what will happen tonight. Also coming up this weekend, a lot of basketball here at John Field Gym. Also Memorial Gym at Knox College. Coming up for you. First off, on Saturday morning, the Galesburg High girls will take on Peoria Central, one of the other ranked teams in the top 10 here in the state of Illinois. That'll be a 9 o'clock game on Saturday morning from Memorial Gym. Eric and I will have the pregame at 8:40 coming up Saturday morning. And then it'll be the Galesburg girls that will play Champaign Centennial later that evening at 7:30. Also at Knox College, that one pregame around 7:10 on Saturday night. The boys will also be playing at John Thiel Gym with a couple of games as well. I have to find I've got that schedule somewhere here. Let's see. The boys will play on Saturday morning at 11:55. They'll take on Kankakee. That'll be, again, 11:55 actually for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Then the boys will take on Maine South. That'll be about a 7:40 pregame. And that one, that'll start off on our FM station, 92.7 FM is where you'll tune in for that. And then when we get done with the girls' broadcast, we'll flip over to the boys' game, and that'll be simulcast on both stations. And then more games coming up on Monday in the Martin Luther King Tournament. The Class 3A rank is, as we mentioned, Hillcrest, number one, followed by Champaign Centennial, Springfield, Lombard, Montini. We've got two first-place votes. Centennial got one. Breeze, Mater Dei, Peoria Central, Rock Island tied for the sixth spot. Galesburg and Morton tied for the eighth spot. Galesburg, of course, will play Morton on Monday. And then Richwood's at number 10. Geneseo getting votes. Class 4A, Whitney Young, the number one team. Maine South is at number seven. Streaks did not play them this season. Obviously a very good team. They check in with an 18-1 record. Class 2A, Quincy Notre Dame, the top team. El Paso Gridley, who won the State Farm Tournament in the small school division, is ranked number two. Rock Island Almond checks in at number six. Sherrard is number 10. Knoxville receiving some votes as well. Expect them to kind of keep climbing up as they keep playing well. Class 1A, Anawan number one. Leroy actually tied for number one with Cowden Herrick. Leroy, who played here in the Thanksgiving tournament, 16-1. I believe their one loss was to one of the bigger schools here. Must have been UT, I believe, in the Thanksgiving tournament. They are ranked number three in Class 1A. So a lot of good teams on the streak schedule and play in this gym. We'll take a timeout. We're at halftime. It's Galesburg 36, Moline 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The buy one, get one free Big Mac, now at McDonald's. You could take your boss to lunch, or you could tell him to get his own lunch because you're hungry. And you're going to eat two Big Macs. Unless, of course, he's buying. In which case, let him take you to lunch for buy one, get one free Big Macs. For a limited limited time at participating McDonald's. Price of single item posted on menu board.
We get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight for Warren, Hancock, Henderson, Mercer, and McDonough counties, and until 6 tomorrow morning for Knox, Stark, Peoria, and Fulton counties. You can see another inch of snow, blowing snow throughout the night, overnight low of 11. Right now it's 13 at WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Halftime stats brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pets. Streaks with 36 points. They lead 36-32, led by Sharon Diggins with 11 points, including a three-pointer. Seven for Jessica Lieber, including a three. 5 points for Chloe Anderson. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton. Three for Paige Klink. Three for Hannah Smith. 3 for Rainey Sibley. The Streaks with 5 three-pointers in the first half, just 5 for 9 from the free throw line. For Moline, 6 points from Tiana McCormick, 7 for Kylie Romeo, 14 for Morgan Girard to lead the way, and 5 points for Emily Knight. Those are the only 4 players that scored. What's really keeping them in the game, 10 for 11 from the free throw line.
Yeah, and you know what? The Streaks have not done a good job handling the ball either. Turnovers, 22 turnovers for Moline, 17 for the Streaks, so only a plus 5 advantage. It's very rare for us to see the Streaks with this many turnovers. In fact, they're only averaging 19 turnovers a game. So they're almost there already in the first half. They're out-rebounding Moline 18-17. On the offensive boards, the margin is 10-6. And the shooting percentage pretty even for both teams. 44% for Moline, 41% for the Streaks, including, as you said, 5 of 15 from three-point range.
Streaks for the basketball to start the second half. Sadie Hamilton drives down the right side. Ball gets knocked away by Knight. I thought she fouled her. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. Nice job. Gets it off to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie stopped in the lane. Pass to Myra Diggins down on the right block. Gets knocked away, but Girard is down on the hands and knees and touched the inline, so the Streaks get it back with 7:42 to play. Just underway here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 36-30.
Well, that was a situation where I think Sadie should have just gone up with the basketball. It was too tough of an angle for Myra to handle, especially on the full run.
Now a foul's going to be called on Knight, and she didn't like that one. Neither did the Moline bench. That was fairly mild compared to what she did to Sadie on that last shot and compared to what she does most of the time. But that's, fortunately for the Streaks, that's her third foul.
Yeah, she's not long for this game, especially after what we saw up in Moline, because she doesn't have a kind of a medium switch when it comes to playing defense. She's going all out regardless.
Jessica Lieber runs down the right side, lays it up, short rebound to Myra Diggins, puts it up, can't hit, but Tiana McCormick just picked up her third foul. Nice feed from Paige Klink to Jessica Lieber, kind of a give and go. Jessica Lieber got it on the inbound, gave it to Paige Klink down in the right corner, went to the basket. Paige with a nice bounce pass back to her, couldn't get it to fall, but Myra there for the offensive rebound and a chance with two free throws.
They gave that foul to Morgan Girard.
Oh, they did? Wow. Well, I didn't even see her in the playoffs.
No.
McCormick was the one that was right there.
McCormick's probably very happy, but yeah, I agree with you. I didn't even see where she would have been in that play.
Myra makes it 37, comes up short on the second free throw, rebound to Girard. 37-32 streak, 7.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Delos Reyes down the right side, stops, 10-footers up and short, rebound to Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. And her outlet pass was knocked away, and she again blocks a shot by Knight, got all ball, got called for a foul. That is 4 fouls on Sadie Hamilton, and 2 of them absolutely all ball. Not a good one there.
Well, and now she's going to have to come out. Coming out anyway for the 5-on-5 switch, but you know now she's going to go, if you will, to the left end of the bench. If you count the coaching staff as the watermark of who's going in next and who's staying active in the rotation, she's going to go to the other end of that.
So Knight hits the first free throw. She's got 6 points now, 37-33. 7:20 to play here in the third quarter. Second one rolls off, no good. Rebound to Casey Williams. She's in there with Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Chloe Anderson. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, left to the center circle, dribbles right now, down the right side, kicks to Sharon Diggins, right baseline, fires the three, in and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Casey Williams. McCormick runs it down. Outlet to Girard. Hands off to Delos Reyes. She brings it across midcourt, right side, stops on the wing, and her pass knocked away by Jessica Lieber, but goes out of bounds on the sideline. And Moline will get it back with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter.
I think Coach Ford telling Girard right there, you have to go to the pass and meet it. She sat back out on it, and Jessica Lieber was able to get in between the ball and Girard and almost was able to come up with a steal.
McCormick gives to Girard. Now it's Knight out high left side to Delos Reyes out high on the right side. Dribbles top of the key, now in the lane. Pulls up with a runner and missed it. Rebound comes down to Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. 6:45 to play third quarter. Jessica gives to Sharon Diggins. She'll drive right baseline, and boy, Knight got a leg into her. They didn't call the foul. Sharon got around her, put it up, and got fouled by Romeo, put it up and in. I think it's Romeo.
No, yeah. You're right.
Nope, they called it on. Yeah, they did call Romeo. Okay, Kylie Romeo picked up her second, but Sharon Diggins with a really nice move. She puts it up and in, and a chance of the three-point play. She's got 13, make it 39-33 streaks.
Yeah, Sharon is just getting way better at deciding when to do that as well. And she's quick enough. She has a quick enough first step that when she sees daylight, she's done a good job of blasting through those holes, especially along the baseline. And then she does a good job. What a lot of players try to do is they try to shoot that layup going straight at the rim. She takes that extra step, if you will, and squares herself to the backboard.
And gets the angle. Now a steal by Paige Plink after Sharon makes the free throw. Hannah Smith with a left wing fires a three. That's short. And the rebound is Kylie Romeo had Paige Plink blocked from getting the ball, but Streaks lead 40-33 as Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Hannah Smith, Paige Plink, and Allison Mangieri are in.
Kind of a strong box out against Hannah, too.
Yeah.
You wonder if maybe that had a little something to do with her coming up short because she saw the player coming in for her legs.
Romeo has it right wing tonight, overthrew her, and the Streaks get it back on another Moline turnover, and Steve Ford just standing there with his hands in his pockets like, what more can I do? That was just a totally unforced error right there, which is not typical of Moline.
No, 25 turnovers now. They only had 26 in the first meeting.
Emma Junk out between the circles, out high right side to Myra Diggins. Right way it goes to Hannah Smith. Now it's Paige Klink between the circles. Long three-pointer from straight on.
Wow!
Paige Klink just a step inside the volleyball spike line, puts it up and in the Streaks with a 10-point lead, 43-33 with 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter, and Steve Ford calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 43, Moline 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
6:01 to play in the third quarter. Streaks have jumped out to a 10-point lead, 43-33. Rock Island leading Alleman 38-24. Are they in the fourth quarter yet?
They headed to the fourth, yes.
Okay, so Rocky up in control of that one. Looks like they could move to 5-1 in the Western Big Six. Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is Romeo in the backcourt working against Rainey Sibley and Sharon Diggins. Now it's Knight still in the backcourt. Now Romeo finally gets it across. Lost a handle on it. Oh, boy, a foul's going to be called on Jessica Lieber. Really, I mean, Romeo kind of lost the ball, was trying to get a pass off and lost a hold of it and kind of ran into Jessica a little bit. Jessica called for her second foul. That is the second team foul on the Streaks. Now it's De Los Reyes to inbound from near midcourt on the left side. And, ooh, a near steal by Jessica Lieber. Almost came over there. Chloe Anderson was up playing the ball and had turned, and Jessica ran right into her there, unfortunately.
Yeah, Chloe just had her leg in the wrong spot, as Jessica might have been able to come up with it had Chloe just been a foot or so over to the side.
Now Sharon Diggins with the steal. Runs it down the right side, lays it up and in. She's got 16, make it 45-33 streaks. 5:40 to play third quarter. McCormick runs it down herself. Nice pass to the right side to Knight, and she dribbled and walked right out of bounds with it. I mean, literally, she dribbled the ball and just kept going, couldn't get stopped, and stepped right out of bounds while still dribbling.
Yeah, I don't know if she just doesn't have good balance, or that's the second time we've kind of seen her momentum just take her. The travel over on the sideline in front of the streaks bench in the first half was kind of the same thing. Her momentum just kept going.
Sharon Diggins on the left wing between the circles. Jessica Lieber, long three-pointer from the five. Got it, and she got knocked off of her, knocked down by Knight. She's got 10 now and make it 48-33 streaks, but no call on it, though. Now Gerard has it left side, pulls it back out to the wing, stops, looks for help. Now gets to Romeo, top of the key. In the paint, it goes down on the left block to De Los Reyes. She puts it up and in and gets fouled, and it's going to go against either Jessica Lieber or Casey Williams. They were both there, and still couldn't tell what he said. Jessica Lieber just picked up her third foul. So it's De Los Reyes with her first basket of the ball game. Has a chance at the traditional three-point play. 48-35 streaks, 5:12 to play third quarter as Danny Teal, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, and Hannah Smith check in.
De Los Reyes at 5 points in the first meeting.
And now she's got three in this one, and it's 48-36 streaks.
And that scoring right there by De Los Reyes breaks a 12-1 streak run. And now the streak's only up by 12.
5 minutes to play, third quarter, 48-36. Emma Junk between the circles to Paige Klink on the left wing. Stops, fires a three, and got it! Wow, that was a quick release. She didn't even think twice about that. Got it, set herself, and put it up and in. That's her third three of the ballgame. Second of the quarter, make it 51-36 streaks. De Los Reyes breaks the pressure. Two-on-one break. Gets it down, straight on. Can't hit. Rebound tipped out and brought down by Danny Teal. Outlet to Paige Klink. Paige on the right wing. Takes it in. Now pulls back out. Gives to Emma Junk out high on the right side. Emma puts it on the floor. And her pass is stolen away by Gerard. Gerard has it. Runs it down the right side. She lays it up and puts it in.
Easiest 2 points she's had all night.
Yeah, she's got 16 now, make it 51-38 streaks. Hannah Smith across midcourt left side to Danny Teal in front of the streaks bench. Now it's Emma Junk out high on the left side. Gets to Paige Klink out high on the right side. Now it's Hannah Smith. Actually, the ball went off of Gerard's back, right back to Paige Klink. Now Hannah Smith has the top of the key. Tried to get the low block to Myra Diggins, but Knight was there to steal it away with 4 minutes to play in the third. Romeo on the dribble, brings it down left side. Nice dish to De Los Reyes down on the right block. Missed the shot, though. Rebound tipped up and no good by Romeo, but we're going to have a foul on the second one. And it's going to go, can't tell. Hannah Smith picked up the foul. That's her second. And it'll be Kylie Romeo going to the free throw line with two shots with 3:53 to play here in the third. Streaks leading 51-38. Now make it 39 as Romeo hits the first.
Very good free throw shooting team, at least tonight they are, as they've only missed two on the evening. Both of them missed by Emily Knight. Last time these two teams met, they only shot 68% from the line, 17 of 25.
Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Allison Mangieri back in for the streaks as Romeo hits the second. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side, 51-40 streaks lead. Sharon Diggins out far on the right side, gets to Jessica Lieber left to the center circle. She'll dribble right, gets a pick from Casey Williams, hesitates, now spins toward the paint, scoops a shot up off the glass, too hard. Rebound off the hands of Chloe Anderson, and it comes down to Romeo. Now, geez, now they're calling everything. Every time there's any little contact, now Sharon Diggins gets called for a foul. Gee whiz. Looking like the first half of the sophomore game now. So Sharon picks up her second. That is five team fouls now on the streaks with 3:35 to play in the third. Long down court pass. Romeo able to run it down the right side, lays it up and got it. Got behind Casey Williams that time. Casey had her back turned to it, couldn't quite get a hand on the ball.
Well, and that's one of the things we've talked about, Casey. She's got to have better awareness of where the ball is when she's playing defense.
Now, now it was De Los Reyes that had bumped Allison Mangieri from behind. They didn't call the foul there. They called a very light bump against Kozovic, bumping Chloe Anderson.
Well, and a bad play by Kozovic, too, because she got way too close when Chloe was going to pick up the ball. She just had no angle on it.
51-42, Streaks lead 14 fouls. Now Moline, and a pass kicked away by Gerard. Streaks will have it back near midcourt as Myra Biggins, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Paige Plink, and Hannah Smith check back in. 3:15 to play in the third. Streaks with a 51-42 lead.
Hannah Smith going to, nope, no, she's out of the game. Almost another issue with Hannah and Lieber. Couldn't figure out who was supposed to go to the bench.
Okay, so now, yeah, Jessica Lieber in there. Rainey Sibley inbound. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Brings it across in the center circle to Emma Junk. Lots of handle on it. Now a steal by Gerard. They're going to say it went off Emma Junk last.
Well, I think it did. Emma trying to regather it. Just kind of had it trickle off her hands and out of bounds. And after the Streaks had come out of the half sizzling hot, they've kind of fallen asleep here on offense. A lot of bobbled passes. A lot of balls getting knocked out of their hands.
This is De Los Reyes, gets to Romeo out high on the left side, left wing to Gerard. She fires a three. You don't want to leave her open tonight, and she got it. She could have shot that with her eyes closed. It's probably going to go in. Make it 51-45 now, Streaks, under 3 minutes to play. Now Casey Williams had the pass go off her face, got it back though, gets to Jessica Lieber, drives in the paint. 10-footers up, blocked by Romeo. Myra Diggins down with a rebound, but they're...
Oh. They're going to call a clear out on Myra. They're going to say she cleared out, going for that rebound.
Wow. Wow. I mean, by the time the whistle blew, Myra was going up for the shot.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it did. Maybe it did happen before that, but I'm just basing it on when they actually blew the whistle. So Myra picks up her first foul. 16 fouls down the Streaks. 2:45 to play in the third. Top of the key, it's Romeo. Right wing goes to De Los Reyes. Back to Romeo just outside the center circle. Free throw line, De Los Reyes drives in. Runner blocked by Casey Williams. Rebound comes down to Gerard. She puts it up and rolls off. No good for a change for Gerard. I guess she was too close that time. Casey Williams with a rebound. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, left to the center circle. 2:24 to play in the third. Streaks lead 51-45. This is Casey Williams on high left side. Pass kicked away by Gerard with 2:19 to play as Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Paige Plink, and Hannah Smith check back in. They'll be in there along with, let's see, Casey Williams will stay on the floor this time.
Do you think Gerard also plays on the soccer team?
I'm thinking so, the way she's been kicking the ball around. 2:19 to play in the third. Streaks lead 51-45. And, wow, inbound comes into Hannah Smith. It was a high inbound pass about 2 feet in front of her. Hannah Smith on the dribble, left side, and double dribble. Travel with it. She was going to make the pass to Allison Mangieri, but then turn and kind of was blindly throwing it, then saw De Los Reyes there and travel with it. So another Streaks turnover with 2:13 to play. De Los Reyes inbound in the backcourt. Knocked away by Allison Mangieri, but Knight's able to get it back. Knight gives to Kozovic. She gets it across midcourt, and travel with it. Just switched her pivot foot, and they didn't call it. Gets to De Los Reyes. Now she lost a handle on it. And Chloe Anderson comes up with it, and she's going to get called for the travel. She got knocked to the floor. She was kind of caught between Romeo and De Los Reyes and kind of lost her footing and fell and got called for the travel with 2 minutes to play. Wow. Wild third quarter here.
Yeah, 52 turnovers combined between these two teams.
Ouch.
So a very sloppy game so far.
De Los Reyes inbound from in front of the Moline bench. 2 minutes to play here in the third. Got to be a five. Finally, they get it in to Gerard. Now De Los Reyes drives right baseline, puts up the shot. Too hard. Rebound comes down to Gerard. She misses another one. Now this rebound comes out long to Kozovic. Wide open under the basket. De Los Reyes lays it up and in. That's 5 points for her all in the third quarter. Now it's down to a 51-47 Streaks lead with 1:39 to play. Left wing, Paige Klink on the dribble, gives to Casey Williams. Dribbles right, top of the key, hands off to Hannah Smith. Left wing, Paige Klink penetrates to the free throw line and throws a shot up, gets fouled on it. They better give her two shots on that. I don't think she intended to shoot it initially, but when she got fouled, she went ahead and went up with it. And yes, they are going to give her two shots. Foul goes against Kozovic, I believe. And that'll be her second. Five team fouls now on the Maroons with 1:30 to play here in the third quarter, and the Streaks leading 51-47. So Paige Klink goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Paige hasn't shot very many free throws on the season. 56% free throw shooter.
Nails the first. She's got 10 points now, 3 three-pointers, and that free throw is Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Rainey Sibley check in for Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, and Casey Williams. Streaks lead 52-47. Paige Klink at the free throw line. Second one is up and short. Rebound comes down to Romeo for Moline. Streaks pick up with pressure. Romeo on the dribble gets to Kozovic. Hill in the backcourt with it. Back to Romeo. Finally gets it across the timeline. Gets to Gerard on the left baseline. 15-footer up. Bounces off. No good. De Los Reyes down with the offensive rebound, though. Gets it off to Gerard, and she puts it up off the glass and in.
Well, it was about time for her to miss one, but then she gets the easy one after all.
And now she's got 21, make it 52-49 streaks. Paige Klink, left wing, penetrates. The runner is up. Bounces off, no good. And the rebound is going to go off. Nope, Chloe Anderson able to run it down on the baseline. Looks for some help. And Evan Massey calls a timeout with 58.9 to play. And a good call there by Coach Massey. Otherwise, it would have been a tie-up, and the possession arrow was pointing toward the Maroons with 58.9 to play third quarter. Streets with a 52-49 lead. What did we get up to? 14, 16-point lead?
15-point lead.
15-point lead, okay.
In that Streaks, counting the last basket in the second half or second quarter, the Streaks were on a 12-1 run, but it's been subsequently answered with a 16-4 run here by Moline here closing out the third quarter.
Right, almost like two different quarters within the quarter.
Exactly, and like we talked about, the Streaks came out shooting so hot, and now the offense has just kind of disappeared.
58.9 to play in the third. Streaks with a 52-49 lead. They come out with Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Chloe Anderson. Rainey will inbound from out far on the left baseline, out near the three-point line. And it comes to Sharon Diggins out high on the left side, right wing to Jessica Lieber. Stops and fires a three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes to De Los Reyes, knocked away and stolen by Rainey Sibley. Now Jessica Lieber from straight on, three-pointer is in and out, no good. Rebound down to Romeo. Boy, that one, both of those shots were right on target. That one went down in and bounced out. This is Kozovich across midcourt looking for help, and she traveled with it. Nice defensive job by Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber had Kozovich trapped up there, and she kind of also got herself off balance, turned in a strange way and had to pick up the pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back with 38.7 to play, leading 52-49 here in the third.
It's all UT against Quincy, 43-15 after three quarters
wow.
of play.
Ouch.
Meanwhile, at Rocky, 42-30 lead for Rocky over Allman with about 3 minutes left to go in that game.
Left baseline, Sharon Diggins with it, drives into the paint, gets the runner up, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it up off the glass and in. 18 for Sharon, 54-49 streak, 17 seconds to play. Now a steal by Chloe Anderson on the inbound, but has it yanked away by De Los Reyes. Now Gerard on the run, coming down against Myra Diggins, pulls it back out. And kicks out to Romeo. 7 seconds to play. In the paint goes to De Los Reyes. Lays it up. Can't hit. Rebound tipped out. 2 seconds to play. Knight runs it down. Hits the shot at the buzzer. And she gets fouled by Myra Diggins. Boy, that was unfortunate for the Streaks there. Myra was going one way after the ball. And Knight the other way and happened to get the ball already. Put the shot up and in. And got fouled. Has a chance at a three-point play. And she can cut it to a two-point Streaks lead.
On the plus side, she's got the only two free throw misses.
Not that time, though, unfortunately. So she puts a free throw in. Now it's 54-52 Streaks. We'll come back with a final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Wouldn't it be great having a putting green in your backyard? Well, purchase the 4-plus bedroom quad level on Dayton Drive in Galesburg, and you'll get that. Plus ceramic flooring, plenty of storage, and a large 3-tier composite deck with hot tub. Go to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for all the details.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
8 minutes to play at John Field Gym. Tom Arida along with Eric Gibson. Streaks holding on to a two-point lead, 54-52. They were outscored 20-18 in that third quarter by Moline. Maroons with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They ended the quarter on a 19-6 run. Streaks started it the last basket of the first half, and including that, a 12-1 run to start the second quarter. Now basket underneath, and there was De Los Reyes to put it up and in. We're tied at 54. 7 points for De Los Reyes all here in the second half. Now Jessica Lieber's three was blocked by Gerard. Romeo comes up with it. This is De Los Reyes now. Left wing to Gerard. Stops, fires just inside the three-point arc. Can't hit Chloe Anderson down with a rebound and gets fouled from behind. And it's going to be called on Knight. That's going to be her fourth foul with 7:27 to play.
Oh, she's quick on her way to that foul out. Since she makes it a little bit longer, I think she made it to just about the end of the fourth in the last game.
Casey Williams checks in, as does Sharon Diggins. Allison Mangieri and Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor, as does Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Now McCormick checks in for Knight. 7:27 to play in the ballgame. We are tied at 54. Streaks with 8 three-pointers in the game. They hit three in that third quarter. Casey Williams, eye high left side, left baseline to Sharon Diggins. Blows past McCormick, runner up, and it's partially blocked by...
Whoa.
Wow, that shot got blocked by Romeo.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Mancy's
saying. Yeah, they're giving the ball to Moline. She didn't just go up and throw that ball out of bounds. Sharon does not shoot it like that. Now long down for past Romeo. Wide open. Shot blocked, though, by Jessica Lieber. Great hustle by Jessica Lieber. It looked like Romeo was wide open and going to get an easy two, and Jessica ran pretty hard into the wall. But what a great defensive play by Jessica Lieber.
Well, yeah, there's very few girls at this level that would throw that ball out of bounds like that without anybody touching it.
That was absolutely, I don't know how that Moline got the ball back on that one. Now Gerard, push off, no call, gets to Romeo on the blocks. Now to McCormick, right side, lays it up and in, and Moline takes the lead 56-54. First basket for McCormick since the first quarter. 7:02 to play. Casey Williams runs down the right side, tries to lay it up. Shot blocked by McCormick. Casey runs it down, fires a three from the right baseline. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Romeo on the weak side. Romeo on the dribble. Gets to Kozovic on the left side out far. And the bump call is going to go against Sharon Diggins. That'll be her third foul, and that is now 18 fouls on the Streaks with 6:47 to play in the ball game. Streaks trail 56-54 as Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, Rainey Sibley, and Paige Klink check back in. And we forgot about the fact that Sadie Hamilton has been out with for quite some time with those four fouls.
Yeah.
Now a 30-second timeout called by who? Streaks, I guess. Yeah, Streaks called
no.
a 30.
Yes, you're right. It was
so
a streak.
So 6:47 to play. Streaks now trail 56-54. Boy, it's just a tale of two halves of that third quarter. Streaks came out, as you said, on fire, and including the last basket of the first half, a 12-1 run. But Moline comes right back, and really some bad turnovers by the Streaks late in that third quarter.
Well, real bad turnovers. And the other thing is, for as good as the Streaks were in the early part of that quarter, hitting teammates in stride, catching the ball, being strong with the ball, they were that bad at the end of that third quarter. And in fact, this 56-54 lead is the first lead that Moline's had since it was 26-24 midway through the second quarter.
So when we come back, Moline with the basketball, Kozovic will be at the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. 6:47 to play in the ball game. Lots of basketball coming up on Saturday here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The girls will play two games. The boys will play two games. Kozovic misses the free throw. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Now Hannah Smith has it. She'll bring it across midcourt for the Streaks. Hands off to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. Sadie looks over the defense, working against Gerard. Now picks up between the circles and the Streaks. No movement so far in offense. Now hands off to Chloe Anderson. Chloe puts on the floor, back to Sadie out between the circles, dribbles right down the right side of the lane and lost that one off her leg. And McCormick picks it up for Moline. Now it's De Los Reyes. Long downcourt pass to Gerard. Ball goes out of bounds. Streaks will bring it back the other way.
Interesting defensive assignments on that last one. McCormick, who has three fouls, was playing Paige, whereas Gerard was playing Sadie.
Now back in for the Streaks, it's Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Sharon Diggins, and Myra Diggins. 6:18 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail by 2, 56-54. Casey Williams inside the center circle with it, dribbles right, gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side, back to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Right side now to Myra Diggins. Right wing goes to Jessica Lieber, missed Casey Williams, wide open under the basket that time. Now Sharon Diggins drives in, gets knocked away by Romeo. It's going to go back to the Streaks on the right baseline.
Well, unfortunately, it looked like that whole time they were trying to get the ball to Sharon, because you're right, Casey was wide open under the basket and just didn't even look at her. She was waiting for Sharon to come over off a cross screen on the top part of the key.
Now we're going to have a foul away from the ball before it even gets inbounded. It goes against Kozovich. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if it's a hold.
It should be
a
one and one, though.
Yeah. So Jessica Lieber's going to go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. So Streaks a chance to tie it up here with the clock stop. I honestly thought the call was going to be a moving screen against Casey Williams.
Yeah.
Because just like we said, she had to move out because I don't remember who was coming off of it. Didn't go right off the pick. And she kind of moved out a little bit. I thought that was going to be the call as Jessica Lieber hits the first and she'll get the bonus.
Well, and interestingly enough, Casey was standing there looking like she had just committed a foul.
So Jessica Lieber, a chance to tie it now. Second one is up and missed it. Rebound to McCormick. Knocked away, though, by Sharon Diggins. Goes to the floor, knocks it away again, but coming up with it is Kozovich for Moline. Now Sharon gets called for a hustle foul. Wow, I don't know about that. Now we're going to walk it back this way, and Romeo's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus as Sharon picked up her fourth foul now.
Streaks trail 56-55, 5:54 left to go in regulation.
So Kylie Romeo.
And with how this game is going, I'm going to stress regulation.
Yeah, exactly. Romeo with 11 points on the night. Missed the free throw. Surprise there. Myra Diggins down with a rebound. So Streaks a chance to take the lead now. Jessica Lieber brings it across. Gives to Sharon Diggins. Right wing. Out high right side. It's Casey Williams. Out high left side to Allison Mangieri. Brings toward the top of the key. Picks up now and hands off to Jessica Lieber. Runs down the left side. Stops and gets knocked to the floor. No call. Romeo with a block. And
a jump ball.
Jump ball call. I thought they were going to call a foul on Casey Williams. Fortunately for the Streaks, a possession arrow points their way as Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, and Chloe Anderson check in. Jessica Lieber stays on the floor with 5:37 to play. Paige Klink to inbound from the left baseline. Streaks trail 56-55.
Coach Massey using Sadie sparingly with the four fouls.
And it comes to Rainey Sibley, right baseline, lost a handle on it, got it back, gets to Chloe Anderson, now left wing, Paige Klink, pass a little bit high, but Paige not able to reel it in, and the Streaks turn it over with 5:32 to play.
Well, and unfortunately right there, Rainey had a wide open layup, and I don't think she realized it because she had crossed over her defender just by a simple fact that she lost handle on the ball.
Now a travel called on the inbound on Romeo, and she's standing there arguing with the official, and the Streaks get it back. On the left baseline, Rainey will inbound.
And Coach Ford's head back in his hands.
Yep. 5:30 to play in the ball game, and it comes to Paige Klink on the left wing. Puts it on the floor, picks up and gets to Jessica Lieber out high on the left side, out toward midcourt, now dribbles between the circles and gives to Sadie Hamilton, now to Chloe Anderson. Right side it goes to Jessica Lieber with 5:19 to play. She'll fire the three-pointer. Off the back iron, no good. And De La Trea has pushed Rainey Sibley out of the way to bring the rebound down. Long down court pass over through McCormick. And the Streaks get it back. And Steve Ford again is like, what? You know, why? We didn't need that anyway.
And that's what he's yelling right now. We have the lead. No stupid turnovers.
Chloe Anderson on the right wing. Top of the key now. It goes to Jessica Lieber. Picked up a foot. I don't know if she like slightly turned her ankle. Now Paige Klink. Three-pointer right wing is no good, but the rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Back to Paige. Top of the key. Fires another three. That one's long. And the rebound comes down to Romeo for Moline. Off to De Los Reyes. Across midcourt right side. Picks up. Gives to Kozovic. Top of the key. Steps just inside. Fires a shot. No good. And gets her own rebound.
No box out.
Yeah, beat a couple of streaks of that one. Now dribbles in the paint. Scoops up the runner and got it. Everybody kind of just watched Kozovic on that play. And she's got her first 2 points. Make it 58-55 Moline as Rainey Sibley drives in and gets fouled. It's going to go against either Romeo or De Los Reyes. Goes against Romeo. That'll be her third foul. And Rainey Sibley goes to the free throw line with two shots. Rainey with 3 points on a three-pointer in that second quarter. Streets trail 58-55. Rock Island did end up winning that game over Alleman. First shot up for Rainey is good. As Myra Diggins, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith check in for the Streaks, and Allison Mangieri waits to check in for Rainey Sibley. 4:28 to play, 58-56 Moline.
Rainey, a 65% free throw shooter. One of the better shooters on the team from the stripe.
Dribbles, eyes it, lets it fly, and that one bounces off short, and the rebound's going to go off McCormick last. Yeah, nice job by Myra Diggins getting around McCormick. Couldn't quite reel it in, but McCormick just reached around her to knock it away, and the Streaks will get it back. Allison Mangieri inbound from the right baseline. 4:27 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail by 2, 58-56. Having trouble getting it in and finally gets it into Myra Diggins on the right baseline. Right wing to Jessica Lieber. Right baseline now Sharon Diggins. Dribbles past McCormick and she's going to be fouled by McCormick. And that will be her third foul.
Fourth foul should be.
Well, we had, remember, the one
didn't go
against her.
You're right, you're right.
I think we both marked it down at the same time. Then they gave it to somebody else, even though she
was
the only one there.
That's right, they gave
it to Gerard. So 19 fouls apiece, and Sharon goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 4:21 to play. First shot is up and good.
Sharon can tie this up, and she can hit this one. Sharon's hit 6 free throws in the game.
19 points on the night for Sharon. 58-57 Moline. 4:21 to play. Sharon eyes a second, and this one is good as well. We are tied at 58.
And she's now 7-for-7.
20 points, and Sadie Hamilton will check in for Casey Williams. So it'll be Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, and Allison Mangieri. Delos Reyes to inbound.
Romeo's going to fly again on this. She's going to run in and then sprint backwards.
Nope. Set a pick that time. Oh, she could have. Nobody was guarding her there. Inbound comes to Knight. She's trapped up in the corner looking for help and knocks Allison Mangieri out of the way, but Sharon Diggins steals the pass, pulls it out, gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Jessica got away with the travel there. Now Sharon Diggins right baseline, fires a three. It's long. Rebound to Allison Mangieri. Runs it down, picks up in the corner. Tried to get to Myra Diggins, but the pass stolen away by McCormick. Gets it off to Romeo. Long down court pass. Delos Reyes is open, runs it down right side, lays it up and got it. And Moline takes a 60-58 lead, and Steve Ford calls a 30-second timeout. So Delos Reyes gives Moline the lead, 60-58, with 3:56 to play in the ball game. Streaks had a nice chance at it down there, and a nice chance to take the lead, but couldn't convert anything. Moline ends up getting the easy two. 60-58, it's Moline with a lead. 3:56 to play. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Coming up on Saturday morning, 8:43 game, Streaks and Peoria Central will do battle. 9 o'clock tip-off from Memorial Gym. Eric and I will bring you that one early Saturday morning.
Yes.
Early. Well, I think the thinking is that maybe Central won't be ready to play, although they're going to have some issues anyway, it sounds like.
Big win for Rocky, because if the Streaks can pull out the win here, they'll have a two-point lead in the conference, or two-game lead, excuse me.
So Rock Island with a win over Alleman tonight. So Alleman's now got 3 losses in conference play, and Rocky now 5-1. Sadie Hamilton with it to Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. Now dribbles between the circles, right wing to Paige Klink. Paige drives baseline, pulls it back out, gets to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Jess drives in, gets to Sadie Hamilton on the baseline. Back to Jessica Lieber, 10-footer up and good. What nice ball movement by both players on that play.
Well, and I was just about to criticize Sadie for not even looking at the basket, and she did a nice job kicking it back out for an easy jumper.
We're tied at 63-23 to play. Steal by Rainey Sibley on the baseline. Picks it up. Jessica Lieber, left wing, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Paige Klink on the right wing. She'll fire the three. No good. And the rebound comes down. We've got a tie-up between Sharon Diggins, or rather Myra Diggins, and Jordan Delos Reyes, and the possession arrow points toward Moline with 3:12 to play. I was hoping maybe the Streaks would pull that one out and try to work a little bit of clock. But we're tied at 60, so they wanted to get the basket. Full court pressure. Delos Reyes inbounds to Romeo. Gets partially knocked away. Romeo gets it back. Now Moline with numbers, and Gerard carried the ball, no call. Picks it up. Gives to Delos Reyes between the circles. Now Romeo right of the center circle being hounded by Chloe Anderson. Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie down the left side, pulls out on the wing. Gives to Jessica Lieber out near the center circle. Now dribbles between the circles with 2:54 to play. Now Sadie Hamilton between the circles with 2:50. Dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane. Lost a handle on it, got it back. Thought she got away with a double dribble as well. Now gets to Sharon Diggins running down. Got it up off the glass and in, and a foul on Delos Reyes. That is her third. Streaks got away with one there, I think.
Yeah, it looked like it from our vantage point.
Goes to the free throw line. Yeah, it looked like Sadie went down, and she was going to make the pass. It wasn't there, so she picked it up and then dribbled again, it looked like to me.
And I think that's what Coach Ford is saying right now. How is that not a double dribble? That ball didn't get tipped away from her, so at the very least, she just bobbled it on her own.
We'll take them when we can get them. We have enough go the other way against us. We'll take those. So Sharon Diggins with a chance to the traditional three-point play and converts it.
She's now made 8 free throws in the game.
And the Streaks with a 63-60 lead, 2:43 to play in the ball game. Romeo breaks long, but they can't find her. Delos Reyes finally gets it into Gerard. Still in the backcourt. Gets to Delos Reyes. Now it's Knight. Still in the backcourt. Finally gets it to McCormick on the left wing in the frontcourt. 2:35 to play. Streaks lead 63-60. This is Knight on the dribble. Left of the center circle. Now right of the center circle to Romeo. Streaks hounding him defensively. Knight with it. Top of the key goes to De Los Reyes. Gets it down the left block to McCormick. She'll lay it up and in.
Well, a good decision, though, there by Sharon not fouling because she could have put herself in a really bad situation. McCormick had the advantage there.
63-62 streaks, 2:13 to play in the ballgame. Chloe Anderson on the right wing with it. Gets to Sadie Hamilton on high right side. Now it's Paige Klink out high on the left side with it. Sharon Diggins, left wing, right wing, drives right baseline, pulls up with a five-footer and got it. Nice move by Sharon Diggins on a nice pull-up, 65-62 streaks, under 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Romeo across midcourt, right side, two-on-one break, left side now, and pass knocked away by Paige Klink.
Did it?
I think Paige, I don't know if it was a foot or a hand.
She just missed the pass because McCormick pulled up short and kind of gator-armed it.
Yeah, it looked like it had actually gotten redirected a little bit.
Coach Ford not happy at all. He thought there should have been a walk down there on Sadie when Sadie had the ball at the top of the key. No call. Streaks end up benefiting with another layup short jumper by Sharon Diggins.
Romeo inbound from the right baseline. Finally gets him to De Los Reyes. Knocked away. Jessica Lieber comes up and gets fouled from behind by De Los Reyes. And that should be a flagrant foul, but they're not going to call it that way. She flipped Jessica Lieber over backwards, and Jessica's going to go to the free throw line with two shots as there's 10 team fouls now on Moline. 1:48 to play.
That's four on De Los Reyes now. De Los Reyes and Knight both sitting with four fouls. McCormick and Romeo both at three.
Sadie Hamilton with four for the streaks, three for Jessica Lieber. First free throw is up. That one is short. 65-62 streaks lead, 1:48 to play in the ball game.
Jessica's left four free throws at the line so far, counting a missing in the front end of a one-on-one.
She's got 13 points on the night. Second one is up. That one is good. Now make it 14 as Sharon Diggins will check in for Allison Mangieri. She's in there with Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Lieber. Streaks drop back in a 2-3 zone. Hopefully this will confuse Moline a little bit here as Romeo brings it across. She's on the dribble in the center circle. 1:40 to play. Romeo still on the dribble out high. Gets to De Los Reyes out near the center circle. 1:36 to play. Now it's Knight out high on the left side with 1:33 to play. At the free throw line, Romeo drives in, scoops a shot up, and got it.
Well, somebody's got to cut her off. Yeah. The whole point of the 2-3 is not to give that up, and the streaks let Romeo camp out in the middle of the lane and then get an easy layup.
Now Jessica Lieber, hesitation dribble, drives in, lays it up and in from the right side, and make it 68-64 streaks. 1:15 to play. Streaks back in the 2-3 zone again. Romeo brings it across. Moline taking a lot of time. I mean, they got a good shot last time, but they're taking an awful lot of time off the clock. Now a near steal by Myra Diggins knocks it away, but the ball goes out of bounds near midcourt. And Moline will inbound again with 1:03 to play as Steve Ford calls timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:03 to play. It's Galesburg 68, Moline 64. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He's been spotted wearing the WGIL button on his coat, even his beard. He'd wear one on his purse if he carried a purse. He commands the attention of button spotters. He makes headlines when he posts on Facebook. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always button up, but when I do, I prefer the WGIL button. Stay a winner, my friends.
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Community Treasures, 444 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, or at Arby's on North Henderson in Galesburg.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
1:03 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 68-64. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. What an exciting one it's been tonight. We kind of expected this, but, not as cleanly played a ball game as we expected, though.
No, and actually, this is a game a little bit different, or a much different game than we kind of saw up at Moline, because it's been a lot less physical, I guess I would say, even though there's been a lot of fouls. We haven't seen a lot of people getting away with the pushing and shoving that we kind of saw up there.
This is De Los Reyes with the ball, top of the key on the dribble, 58 seconds to play. Now gets to Knight out high on the right side with 54. Moline looks a little bit confused offensively. Dribbles right, goes to the baseline, loses control, ball goes to the floor. He's got a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Both Myra Diggins and Jessica Lieber there to tie it up, and the Streaks get it back with 47.8 to play. Now Streaks have to be strong with the ball, make good decisions with it, and hit their free throws.
Yeah, and I think Coach Gerard or Coach Ford was mad because that play was designed to get the ball to his guard. I think it was Emily Knight, didn't throw it to her. She was trying to square up and so she could take Myra off the dribble.
Streaks get it across, break the pressure easily. Paige Klink on the left wing with it. Gets fouled by Christina Bozikovic. And Paige Klink will go to the free throw line with two shots with 39.6 seconds to play.
Well, Christina came in just to commit that foul for Emily Knight. And also coming into the game was Kozovic for McCormick to commit that foul.
First free throw is good for Paige Klink.
Interestingly enough, McCormick not coming back in here. I thought they were playing offense defense.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. Paige with 11 points on the night. Make it 69-64 streaks, 39.6 to play. Second shot up and good. Now 12 for Paige Klink, 70-64 streaks with the lead. And Rainey Sibley's going to check in. And she will replace Paige Klink. So Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber on the front of the 2-3. Sadie Hamilton in the middle. Rainey Sibley and Myra Diggins playing down low. Romeo brings it across. 34 seconds to play. Moline taking an awful lot of time. She wasn't in any hurry to get it across. Now she'll stop and fire the three. That's no good. Rebounded Jessica Lieber. Loses her balance. Keeps the dribble and gets it off to Sadie Hamilton. Now Sadie has it ripped away. Romeo has it down to the paint, and her shot's blocked by Sadie, but Sadie's going to get called for the foul. I thought there was just as much contact when they took the ball from Sadie, but Sadie fouls out of the ball game with 20.2 seconds to play, and Romeo goes to the free throw line with two shots. That's 10 team fouls on the streaks, but I think they were going to call it a shooting foul anyway, and Sadie gets a nice hand from the streaks crowd here tonight. 20.2 seconds to play. Streaks lead 70-64.
Well, very heady play right there by Jessica Lieber just before the turnover. She went up, got the rebound, knew she was going to fall to the ground because she didn't have her feet under her, and went right into a dribbling motion in order to save herself from the travel.
Yeah, I was going to say, had she not put that dribble down, she would have definitely traveled with the basketball the way she was coming down off balance. Romeo hits the first free throw, 20.2 to play. It's now a five-point game, 70-65. Second shot is good as well. Hurts not having Sadie in there on the full court pressure. Jessica Lieber gets off balance, makes a pass. It's stolen away by Kozovic. Now this
travel.
Is Romeo. Travel, no call. Gerard has it on the left wing to Romeo in the paint. Kicks out top of the key. It's Kozovic. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes out long, and Jessica Lieber and Saron Diggins were both there, and neither one of them could haul it in. They kind of ran into each other going after that one. A hustle play, but unfortunately the ball goes back to Moline. Only 4.3 seconds to play, though. Streaks won't even have to inbound if Moline makes it, unless Moline calls a timeout afterwards if they hit. Now there is actually a timeout called by Steve Ford. 4.3 seconds to play. Streaks lead 70-66.
Well, right there, I don't know that Coach Ford wanted Kozovic jacking that three up. She made one the last time these two teams played, but I think you could have still gotten a quick two and set something a little bit better up, and she kind of got that jacked up with not a whole lot of rhythm on the offense, and a couple plays prior to that before Jessica Lieber came down with that great rebound, it was Kylie Romeo just kind of pulling up and shooting a three over the top of the 2-3 zone, and she didn't really have that in stride as well.
You know, we've talked about that time and time again that, you know, we're a team, we shoot threes the whole game, and so it's, you know, when we need to shoot them at the end, if we do, it's not a big deal. This team, I don't even know I guess they had made one. Let's see, Gerard had made one in the third quarter, but they hadn't hardly even attempted any.
No, not at all. I mean, I think they're one of three now with that one last one by Kozovic, but yeah, I mean, one of four. When you're not used to shooting threes, it always makes it tougher, and like you said, you know, we're a team that comes out, we're regularly shooting threes, so when we get it, it actually tends to be in the flow of our offense.
De Los Reyes to inbound. Backdoor pass to Romeo. Gets it down on the right block. Puts it up. No good. Rebound to Kozovic. No good. Romeo gets a second rebound. Can't hit at the buzzer. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Moline Maroons 70-66. Streaks now go to 4-3 in Western Big Six play. Moline drops to 3-3. Streaks 16-3 on the season. Good win for the Streaks here tonight. Coming up, our post-game show, we get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 70-66. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddy Insurance Agency. Your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The buy one, get one free Egg McMuffin, now at McDonald's. You can't argue with a free Egg McMuffin. Well, you can. You'll just be wasting valuable time when you could be eating the Egg McMuffin. Not to mention, you'll look sort of silly arguing with a sandwich. So in conclusion, buy one Egg McMuffin, get one free to eat. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, price of single item posted on menu board.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today to start saving.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight for Warren, Hancock, Henderson, Mercer, and McDonough counties, and until 6 tomorrow morning for Knox, Stark, Peoria, and Fulton counties. You can see another inch of snow, blowing snow throughout the night, overnight low of 11. Right now it's 13 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a nice win over the Moline Maroons, 70-66 was the final score. Streaks with a good victory. Several streak players up here joining us now. We've got Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, and Paige Klink. And, well, first off, girls, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Well, let me get your mic turned on here. Okay. Tight game throughout. What was the biggest key, you think, coming down the stretch against a very good team?
Trying to do the simple things.
Yeah,
as simple as what we practice.
Yeah. Well, it was a really nice win for you. I mean, you guys went on a good run in that third quarter and got up to a 15-point lead. They were able to claw their way back in, but you kind of knew they would make a run at you, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We always expected with them.
Yeah.
We know that we're a better team, so we push forward.
Sorry.
Well, Paige, you had a really good night shooting the ball. You kind of feeling it there in the middle of the game, weren't you?
Yeah, I haven't really had the best shooting season. And tonight, I guess, I just shot. I've been practicing the two spot, and I'm getting more comfortable, so it felt good finally.
Well, and Rainey, something you've done a really good job of. You shot the ball very well from the perimeter lately, but also putting it on the floor and getting into the lane as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been working on that too.
But I think the thing that really gets you guys through, you play such good defense. I know you guys, it's fun to watch you because you all work so hard on defense, especially on the full court press.
We read each other, honestly. Yeah. I think that's one of our favorite things to do is just to create chaos with our defense.
Yeah, and have that chemistry with each other when we're out there on the court.
Like, we all know. Yeah, we all know what we're going to do. We know what Rainey's going to do. We know her best. We know my best, Allison's best, but the whole team's best, and we know that if we all stick to what we're good at and put it together, you can't beat us.
All right. Well, a good win, and actually you got a tough weekend coming up, but this was the big one. This was the conference game, the one you really wanted to stay in contention. Plus, a little bit of a revenge factor,
right,
too, right?
Right. Definitely some revenge.
All right. Well, let's talk about this tough weekend coming up. You're going to see three ranked teams in Central and Centennial and Morton. What are you expecting for this weekend?
We know that the games are not going to be easy. One, and two, we just got to keep pushing and play hard. And
we got to come ready to play.
And we know that they're good teams, but also if you look at us, they have to come and know that they're coming to Galesburg to play us, and they better be ready.
Well, I know you're going to be playing on the bigger court. You'll be over at Knox. You guys looking forward to that, getting on the bigger court, or is it kind of harder with that extra 10 feet?
I mean, it is kind of harder, but we're going to practice there too. So
yeah, tomorrow we're going there to get a feel for the court. And then, you know, how we run, we're in really good shape, I would think. but it's just that we get to push them and make them do the college court. And
you bet.
I think we can do it.
Trying to put more pressure on them with running the court.
Right.
All right. Well, girls, congratulations on the win tonight. Still in the hunt for the Big Six. Rocky did win tonight, so they're now 5-1. Alleman's got three losses now. You guys with three losses. Moline with three losses. So the three of you right in there. And, of course, you'll get your crack at Rocky coming up, too.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
streak players, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson there. And our post-game interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Coach Massey obviously giving credit to the players for this win tonight, sending them up to talk to us here tonight. Now they're off to see Coach Gollinghorst, who's nice to see her here as she recovers from her injuries. But a good win for the Streaks, though. I mean, not as far as the way the game was played, not as clean as you would expect between these two teams, not quite as physical as it was up at Moline or some of the games we just see between these two teams, but yet Streaks did the things they needed to win the game.
Yeah, and that's the thing you have to just recognize when you watch games, especially games in which the Streaks are going up against the teams that sometimes have more talent. Now, this Moline team, obviously not as strong as the Moline teams we've seen in the past, but still a very quality team and a team that is going to obviously have a say in things coming down the stretch here in the Western Big Six. And, you know, more importantly, one thing that we've kind of not really talked a whole lot about is defending your home floor. The Streaks now with this win go to 8-0 at home. And that's a big factor as well, is the fact that this team has pretty much rallied around the fact that you don't come here and beat them. And, you know, we didn't get really into it with the girls, but obviously the Streaks lost a big game to Moline here last year in which they could have won the conference.
Yeah, obviously a little bit better Moline team last year, but still, it's, you know, like you say, you got to defend your home court, and the Streaks have been able to do that thus far. Rock Island's been able to do that thus far. But just the one loss. So, you know, like Coach Massey said in the pregame, in order for the Streaks to have a shot, they have to take care of their own business. But they'll need a little help, though, too, with Rocky having just the one loss on the season. Streaks win it here 70-66. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about our final statistics. Streaks win at 70-66. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're ready to pull that tooth, Mr. Peters. How you doing today?
It hurts.
How's that again?
I think he said it hurts.
Just relax. Where'd you get that WGIL button on your coat?
I can win up to $500.
What did he say?
He says he can win up to $500.
Hmm. Maybe I need a button. Ready, nurse?
Ready, doctor.
Okay, Mr. Peters, you'll be under for just a few minutes while I extract this button. Tooth.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Coming up tomorrow on the WGIL Morning News, we'll get a preview of that upcoming Martin Luther King Jr. basketball tournament in Galesburg with Athletic Director Ralph Henning at GHS. That's tomorrow morning at 8:15 on WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Moline Maroons 70-66. Streaks now 16-3 on the season. More importantly, 4-3 in the Western Big Six. Moline now 3-3 in the Big Six. Of course, Streaks have that extra game in because they already had their second meeting with Alleman, who will end their regular season a week earlier than the 3A and 4A teams. Time right now to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks with three players in double figures, led by Sharon Diggins with 25 points. She hit 1 3-pointer, 7 2s, 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Is that what you had? Is that right?
Yes.
8 for 8 from the foul line for Sharon Diggins.
I tried not to jinx her. That's why I kept reporting on only the makes.
16 points for Jessica Lieber, a couple of three-pointers, just 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 12 points for Paige Klink. She hit 3 3-pointers. She was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. From there, not as balanced as a scoring attack as we've seen lately from the Streaks. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton. Sadie, Eric will have some other stats on her, though. She still did a lot out on the floor, take away not scoring that many points. 5 points for Chloe Anderson on a couple of baskets, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Rainey Sibley on 1 3-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Hannah Smith on a 3-pointer in that first quarter. Streaks just still struggled from the line, 14 for 24 from the free throw line. They hit 8 3-pointers in the ball game. Moline with three players in double figures as well, led by Morgan Gerard's 21 points. Didn't score, though, in the fourth quarter. She had some actually pretty easy looks at it, did not score. She hit 1 3-pointer for the Maroons. 15 points for Kylie Romeo, 10 points for Tiana McCormick, 9 apiece for Emily Knight and Jordan De Los Reyes, 2 points for Sunila Kozovic. Moline, what kept them in it was free throws. They hit 17 of 21 from the free throw line.
Yeah, they shot it real well from the free throw line, and they hit 17 of 25 last time these two teams played. So a pretty good free throw shooting team. Other numbers, 29 turnovers for the Streaks compared to 38 for Moline, and I'm sure Coach Ford, none too happy with that number, and is going to go home and really berate the girls for their inability to control the basketball. And, you know, if you look back to the last time these two teams played, it was 25 turnovers apiece for the two teams. So Streaks also had a problem controlling the basketball, but ultimately, you know, you plus 9, that's always a positive thing. Streaks were out-rebounded 41-35, however, won the offensive board battle 19-16. The Moline Maroons, 23 of 48 from inside the arc, 1 of 4 for distance, so they shot 46% from the field. The Streaks, 15 of 34 from inside the arc, 8 of 29 from distance, so that was good for 37% from overall, 28% from 3. You know, we talk about the fact that the Streaks want to outshoot the opponent. They put up 23 shots compared to 52 for Moline. Individual numbers, just a couple highlights. Kylie Romeo finished the game with 10 rebounds, so she finished with a double-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Morgan Gerard also had 7 rebounds, so she had a pretty good night for herself, 21-7. I think one of the biggest numbers that can't go overlooked is Tiana McCormick, 10 points, 7 rebounds. The first time these two teams played, McCormick put up 22 points, and you know that change definitely helped the Streaks immensely. On the Streak side of things, individual numbers that kind of jump out at you. Sharon Diggins, 5 steals, 4 rebounds, all offensive. Sadie Hamilton finishes the game with 2 blocks, 4 steals, 8 rebounds to go along with her 4 points. So she did a real nice job as well. definitely on the boards, passing the ball, and blocking shots. Unfortunately for her, she just got called for a couple of tough calls inside, in which it looked like she had a pretty good amount of the ball. Casey Williams, who didn't score, did pull down six rebounds and had a steal.
So there's the numbers for you, and the Streaks come out with a win. In fact, the biggest difference in scoring in any one quarter was 4 points. The Streaks outscored Moline 24-20 in the second quarter, and then all the rest, they played even, 12 apiece in the first quarter. Streaks actually outscored in the third quarter 20-18, come back and outscore Moline 16-14 in that fourth quarter. So that's how tight this basketball game was. But it's all those little things that make the difference, and that was it here tonight. Moline did it from the free throw line, but in some other areas of the game, and really those 38 turnovers, I guess, were the difference. The Streaks able to get some points off of those.
Well, yeah, and the fact that although the Streaks shot 16 of 25 from the free throw line, that's actually an improvement from what we've seen recently. So I'm sure Coach Massey's still not satisfied per se, but definitely feels a little bit better about what he saw at the free throw line. And, you know, I think ultimately it came down to defense once again. The Streaks just frustrated Moline enough to cause those turnovers and convert just enough of them. You know, we were sitting here probably beginning of the third quarter. I know I was, if not you too, thinking Streaks are on a 12-1 run. They're up 48-33. They're going to end up cruising to a victory here and probably at least have a 10-point win. And unfortunately, Streaks saw a kind of a role reversal there as Moline amped up their defense and went on a run to a 19-6 run just to finish out the third quarter.
Streaks win at 70-66. We'll take this final timeout, come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Biggsville Fireman Soup Supper comes up Saturday the 14th. It's 5 to 7. The cost is your free will donation. You'll enjoy a silent auction and a 50-50 drawing. On the menu, 5 alarm chili, regular chili, and cheesy potato soup. Get more details at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks win it tonight, 70-66 over the Moline Maroons. Galesburg now 16-3 on the season, 4-3 in the Western Big Six. Moline falls to 13-9 on the season, 3-3 in Western Big Six conference play. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And there's a number of players that did some really good things tonight. Sadie Hamilton, you didn't see it in the scoring column, but she did so many other things. Got in some foul trouble, which I think obviously affected the scoring. Had a really good overall game. Sharon Diggins, you saw it in the scoring. Also 5 steals to go along with it defensively as well. And hit as well as we've seen any Streak hit from the free throw line tonight. And a lot of others defensively. You know, Jessica Lieber doing some good things as always. This young lady, though, stepped up when the Streaks went on their run in the third quarter. Hit a couple of big threes. In fact, one really long one from just inside the volleyball spike line. Then down in crunch time, we talked about what the Streaks needed to do when it got less than a minute to play, that they needed to be strong with the ball, make good decisions, and hit their free throws. She stepped up to the line and hit a couple of free throws as well.
Yeah, Paige Klink, a wonderful night shooting for her. 3 of 6 from three-point range, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, finishes with 12 points. She also had a couple of steals. So a very nice job game for her. We had talked about the numbers, Sadie and Sharon and Jessica Lieber and also Chloe Anderson. Yeah. Lots of players contributing in different ways. And like you said earlier, this wasn't as balanced of a scoring attack as we've seen recently from the Streaks. But you look at the rebounding numbers and the steals and the, you know, the blocks and everything else, and the Streaks really were able to come out with kind of a balanced attack on other phases of the game. And, you know, the other thing is this isn't a team with any superior rebounders on it. As much as you would love to see Sadie averaging a double-double or Myra Diggins, that's not how, A, this defense is run, and, B, that's not how these players play. You know, a lot of times you'll see Sadie with a box out just to allow somebody else to get in there and get the rebound, or one of the guards coming in and snatching a board because they were coming on the weak side defense. So another good game for the Streaks, and you know, you've just got to keep chalking them up. You're sitting at 16-3 now, 8-0 in home, 4-3 in the conference. You're going to hopefully, you know, you hope to win out in the conference and hope that somebody else can knock off Rock Island and then give you a chance for a potential shot at least at the conference crown.
You bet. So, Paige Klink, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the schedule looks like this. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. They're in Western Big Six play. They'll be on the road at United Township. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have it for you, 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 the scheduled tip-off tomorrow night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then Eric and I will be back on the air 8:40 on Saturday morning for the Streaks versus Peoria Central.
Are you bringing the coffee?
except I don't drink coffee. It's going to have to be
Mountain
Dew or something.
There we go.
I don't know. Some sort of energy or high caffeine drink. That'll be Saturday morning. 8:40 will take the air, and a 9 o'clock tip-off, Streaks and Peoria Central. Central, by the way, ranked where are they at in the top 10 here? Central is, got it here somewhere, they are number tied for six with Rock Island. Then coming up later on Saturday, the boys at 11:55 pregame will take on Kankakee. The girls will be playing at Memorial Gym at Knox College. The boys will be playing here at Thiel Gym for the Martin Luther King Tournament. So the boys will take on Kankakee. You told me they're the K's. Is that right?
The Kankakee K's.
The Kankakee K's. That's coming up on Saturday morning, 11:55. Then Saturday night, the girls, 7-10 against Champaign Centennial. They're ranked number two in the state. They are 16-1. They actually, that loss, lone loss, I believe, was to Richwoods.
Okay.
They beat, I think Richwoods beat them last week. So they, and they also got one first place vote in the poll. So that'll be 7-10 for the pregame. The boys will then play Maine South. That game scheduled to get underway pregame at 7:40. So the boys will be on our 92.7 FM to start that game. And when the girls are finished, we'll simulcast that game. Then we'll turn around Monday. Boys will play first off at 11:40 in the morning against Elmhurst York. The girls will play Morton, the number 8 team that we're tied with in the rankings. Boy, it's a crazy weekend coming up.
Well, and you know, the positive thing is if the Streaks can at least go 2-3, if not sweep the weekend, you'll be looking at them in the top three. I guarantee that the voters won't put the Streaks ahead of Montini for whatever reason. But Champaign Centennial sitting there at number 2. And, I can't believe they're that much a better team than they were last year, and the Streaks beat them last year.
That's what I was thinking. They can't. I was kind of wondering.
Yeah, and you know, and then you have Springfield sitting there 14-4, a team that the Streaks beat. Now, granted, it was here, but regardless, I'm kind of surprised to see them as high in the rankings as they are, especially considering Peoria Central is a team that, from what I've read, has been rolling over a bunch of teams and has played real well. And, you know, the Streaks are going to have their hands full of Peoria Central. However, with five Peoria Central players sitting out, I just don't think they like to travel to Galesburg.
I think that's the problem. And then here's Richwood's ranked 10th. They've beaten both Montini and Centennial. Yeah. I'm assuming they must have lost to Central at some point. They've got three losses. But kind of a strange thing. But so it'll be an interesting weekend. Lots of basketball here on WGIL and WGIL.com. For me, tomorrow night, heading out to Rova Country tomorrow night. They're having their initial class of their newly formed Athletic Hall of Fame tomorrow night. The first class of that includes my father, who coached the Tigers for 23 years in basketball, the 1976 team, which placed second in Class A, the 1949 team, which was an Elite 8 team. They lost to Johnny Red Kerr's Chicago Tilden Tech team in the Sweet 16 down at Huff Hall, because at that time the Sweet 16 went to state. And then individually, of course, I mentioned my father, also Dale Groff, former football coach there. Also, Bill Wise, a former assistant football and track coach there for years at Rova. And then individually, athletes, Larry Hartman, a teammate of mine. He was a state high jump champ in 1980. Heidi Libby, who is currently the girls' head basketball coach at Rova, played basketball. Your alma mater, Bradley, she also was a state track and field champion in the shot put. So
should be a special night for you.
It will be. It'll be fun. Looking forward to that tomorrow night. But then back at it here Saturday morning, I guess over at Memorial Gym Saturday morning. Looking forward to that.
Well, and, you know, that's the only unfortunate thing about this weekend is that we're going to have to be over at Knox because the boys are playing over here. But you know what? The girls have played well at Knox before, and hopefully the Streaks will have a good crowd over there, and the girls will be able to feed off some more energy. And, you know, I honestly think that is something that gets underrated no matter how much you talk about it. Once the girls started hitting shots in that third quarter, you could tell the crowd getting into it, and it really affected how the flow of the game went.
Yeah, confidence builder as a, you know, within the game.
Exactly.
All right, so a good win for the Streaks here tonight. They defeat the Moline Maroons 70-66. Sophomores lose to Moline 73-52. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott, tonight. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arita saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation, broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center.